Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. She want a little bit of everything. She want a church going nigga who's an educated thug ass nigga who been in jail and all that shit.
Cause everything is everything in disguise. The same thing make you
Yo, what's up, fam?
Yo, we on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we good. Man, we got this, we can talk as long as we want. So, whenever we run out of shit, we good. We ain't gotta tone shit down for no fucking, what ends up being 25 minutes once everyone calls in. We good to go. Where did we leave off yesterday, B-Dot?
You know what? We actually, to be honest, we had to bring it up. We had to talk about, you know, the fact that you're so good, but lately you just been having some minor hiccups, whatever the case may be. Not even to bring it up to try to sit on you or nothing, but just bring it up. Like that's a hot topic. It would be a hot topic in real life if a team dominated, you know, as much as you did, and then they get a couple back-to-back losses and shit. So we brought that up, like, right when you got off the phone.
We got to look at it like this, though. The last game I just lost, I had three fumbles and played with Josh Freeman. Now, even if that were just one game, I have my last two losses before that were both to Cody, who played real well. But I'll say this, man. I feel like in the state of Madden that we're in right now, you feel me, to where it's like everybody is streaming games. It shows the last place people call on with YouTube. It's really hard. Like, the floor is really high. Like, everybody's really good. There's no tough outs right now. You feel me? And I feel like it used to be a lot different. It used to be a lot different. I feel like the reads I make, I always come out when the game comes out, and I'm at like a 9. I may get to like a 10 at some. I start out higher than everybody, and then people start catching up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I ain't doing nothing different. But I feel like this game is so easy, and I feel like eventually everybody knows what plays work, what's hard to stop, and it's hard, man. It's hard to really run different shit and try to be innovative in sim and actually keep winning games when everybody, to a certain extent, is on like an 8. Even the worst player in our league is kind of hard to beat right now. You know what I'm saying? You still got to come with it to actually beat that person. And I'm sure you've experienced that too.
Yeah, I just lost to somebody I honestly consider one of the most terrible, not even nowhere near good. And that's, I'm not even trying to be funny or disrespectful. I'm just being serious. Like, what's his name? Christian Gutierrez. Yeah, I lost to him last night, and that's nobody I would never, ever say is actually good, you know? So it's like, I feel where you're going. And you know what sucks for you, especially for you, but for all, like, the guys that are considered, like, supremely good or whatever, even me, I haven't even won a Super Bowl, but I'm still, like, one of them dudes that's considered, like, top five or whatever. But for us, every time we lose, it's, like, always a fucking big deal. Like the world
is,
especially for you, bro. And that does suck. But I guess, I mean, that shit, that's life. That's what comes with that crown, bro. Like, it just, that's what comes with it.
I'm not even,
you got to defend that shit.
But you got to realize, like, I really have not lost to anybody that sucks. Like, what's funny is Cody was not, before we did the reset, he really wasn't making any noise at all. So the reset comes around. He makes some really good roster moves, and he starts to figure the game out. Well, that's like late January, February. It's March now. So it's like I would sure hope everybody knows how to play this game. It's fucking March. Most leagues are not even up and running right now. It's like everybody knows how to play this game. So when you start factoring in the shit like injuries, fumbles, and all that other shit, I mean, like, really anybody can lose on any given week. Which is, I guess, that's pretty realistic to a certain extent, but you can't really go out there and really just dominate everybody because everybody knows what works. See, back in the day when niggas used to run shit, everyone had, first of all, had a team-specific playbook, so everybody's scheme was different.
Right.
There was no YouTube. There were no e-books. There were no see what the last play was. There were no Ustream streams. The only time people saw another person's game was when they filmed it from their fucking phone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Angled at the fucking TV. So it's completely different now. You could watch
yeah.
one of my streams and be like, oh, shit, that play is nice. And then watch Larry's and be like, oh, that's nice. And then watch one of yours and be like, that play is nice. And put together your own shit. Well, of course that shit's going to be hard to stop. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm
not surprised that the floor is so high right now. I'm really not. I feel like anybody can almost be anybody at this point. And that's just the way Madden is right now. Like, between YouTube and what Madden is doing with the game, there's nothing you can really do about that. When I played this last game, I played literally perfect football. You feel me? Like, I threw maybe a couple incompletions, fumbled on the two, fumbled again. So, like, there's nothing I can really do about that, man.
Right. No, I hear you. I mean, that's true. That's just what it is,
but
bro.
I guess
that's a good thing, though. You know, at the end of the day, I guess it's a good thing if the league is more competitive or if the gap is getting closer between the dudes that are really good and the dudes that are not that good. I guess that's a good thing, ultimately. So
it is a good thing because it was getting to a point to where, like, last year where I was like, damn, it would be better for the league if I lost the game. Shit. Because it was to the point
yeah,
where
honestly,
like, no one wanted to even be in the damn league because they were like, well, I won't be able to beat him anyway.
Right.
That's true. I feel like that's how we can keep an active league in March when niggas is like, everybody feels like they have a chance to win it because then anyone really can. It's probably like there's probably 10 players, me, you, JSD, Blair, Brad, Cody, and some other people to where it's like anybody could really win this shit. Just depending upon
yeah.
the breaks you get, the catches you make, the fumbles you get, time management, all that little shit is going to come down to who wins it.
That's true. That's very true.
And then you got to figure this too, B-Dot. I don't know if you thought about this, but with EA toning users down, oh my God, that's one of the biggest things ever.
EA doing what?
Like, they toned down the defensive users.
What do you mean?
Ball hawks, all that little shit as far as like, I even hit R1 and I can't deflect the pass. I used to straight.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like, dog, I literally cannot make nearly as many plays as I used to, and I'm there every single time. Used to be able to straight, square up, get a pick, bat a ball down, make plays. I still do it, but you used to be able to take over a game doing that shit. So when you play someone like Brad or Cody who really don't have any users, and then the base coverages are better than ever, too. Teams can literally run cover 3 and clamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not know.
How many user picks do you think you get in a season versus what you got last year? You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you now. I didn't notice that. That's a trick. Damn. So I use free safety not that much. I'm using like my linebackers more than anything, and you know it's not that much space to cover. So I guess that's why I haven't noticed like any difference in like the usering or whatnot, because I don't really have to do too much. You know, it's not like I'm usering the free safety and I'm going sideline to sideline with him. You know, so I haven't really noticed it. But damn, that's a trip.
I literally make half the plays I used to make, and I'm in the same position. I don't know.
I think
a lot of it is. They don't really give you the animations that they used to. Like, you used to hold down triangle, and you would hop on anything in the vicinity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing, too, but it kind of levels the – a lot of little shit levels the playing field on this year's game.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm cool with it, man, for the day. All that shit, all things considered, like, it's a big gap between – dudes that actually know the sport and how to play it, either have played, have coached it, whatever the case may be. It's a big gap between like that those kind of players and the guys that just like the game and just like to play video games. So anything that kind of like closes that gap and keeps it sim, but closes the gap and makes it more competitive. You know, at the end of the day, that's all good for the league. So I'm cool with all that shit.
I was waiting for Cody to call in because I wanted to revisit this this top roster thing, bro. I wanted to revisit
that. Oh, yeah, I didn't
even
watch that video. You made a video, right?
Yeah, I broke it down. He had the best roster, but I don't know, man. Shit might have changed. I made a trade. I might be up there, bro. Because I think I put myself at 4 before, but that's tough to beat. My first
number
7 is crazy. Cody's was. I mean, but I don't know if he has any more, you feel me? Like,
who Cody
he
was?
Got
who Cody though. Got? Who did he
Dude
got?
Got like,
that, like,
four running
up,
backs. Right? He has Nick Foles. He has Cobb. He has Hilton. O-line. The only weakness my team has, I have no corners.
Yeah, that's
but I feel like I can make that still work. But I feel like I can make that shit still work. I feel like a good man corner can still get shitted on in this game. But it's just style of play preference. Yo, we need to have some people
yeah.
call into this fucking show, for real, though.
What's your name? Gutierrez, he's always listening, but he don't ever call in. He just tagged me on Facebook. So I know he's listening. So who else is listening? I know Gutierrez is listening. Call in. Whoever's listening, call in, man.
Yeah, we got to talk some shit. Plus, I'm going to start roasting people if no one calls in. I swear to God. I'll make this shit funny at the very least.
Might as well. They probably scared to. I think that's what people think, bro. I think they think like they're gonna call in and like just get roasted. I think that's.
I don't
what
know why
is.
They think that though.
We ain't
I don't
really
know why they think
them.
That because like, I thought Ghanim when he called in that one day, I thought it was Paul Hannah. I was like, this nigga. I thought he would sound like a militant nigga. Like I thought he would call and sound like Michael Clark Duncan. This nigga called. I was.
Hey, I'm on Facebook right now. I'm going through the little the comments and shit from yesterday. And Terrence Blair goes, fuck Blog Talk Radio, that shit whack. Did you peep that?
Nah, I didn't peep that. It's true, though. Yeah. They only give you a half hour, and they make you, man, Blog Talk is weak, keeping it real. But
you were saying Blog Talk was weak, or he was saying we was weak?
Nah, Blog Talk is. He wasn't saying that.
Oh, okay, my bad. I was about to roast him.
What you think about? Let's fuck it, man. No one wants to call in. Let's talk our shit, man. Let's talk about who do you think in the league is on thin ice for being back next year?
Personal opinion? I got a list. I mean, if y'all left it up to me, and I was like the judge and the jury, I got a list. That on thin ice, I'm not going to say they shouldn't come back, but they on thin ice.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. You already know I'm going to go off jump.
TM.
I'm going to have to go with TM. I'm going to have to go with TM off jump. Just because.
Yeah, get him
like
to call in.
All of that shit. Yeah, let's get him to call in because all that shit is just counterproductive, man. Like, just, I just wasn't feeling all that shit. I didn't really know his character was like that, to be honest. He's always been cool with me and shit, but I
call her. We got to call her instantly. Let's see if that's him. Hold up. Yo, who this? Who this? This nigga called him with his phone in his pocket. I'm going to mute that nigga. But yeah, TM, man, you got to watch out. You over here talking reckless shit. And your gameplay, bro, you might have more gameplay suspensions and infractions than the entire league combined, my nigga.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna roast his ass.
Who else?
And he
yeah,
looked like
who else
and he looked like
nice.
Barry Cofield. Who else?
I think pretty much that's it. As far as being on thin ice, I'm trying to think who else. Okay, like gameplay wise. It's a couple cats gameplay-wise that should be on thin ice. Like, bro, you don't even play. Like, you borderline don't even, like, really play sim. Damn.
Brad.
I ain't even going to say that. I'm not even going to say, yeah, Brad. I'm not even going to say, like, I don't want to say thin ice as far as not being back next year. I think that's a little too extreme. I think the only one that's that's in that category should be a TM. But a lot of cats that I feel like just need to get that sim style, like, really down so we can all, like, play equally sim and have fun. It's a couple cats I have on that list. Like, remember when Cody was talking about potentially, I might be letting the cat out the bag here, but oh well, potentially next year, potentially us rocking nothing but stock playbooks so that all that fuckery. Yeah, I think that's a good idea too. So all that fuckery is not in play. I just want to implement more shit to make it more sim. Like, I hate fucking all this quick snap bullshit. Like, come on, bro. Like, nobody comes, that NFL standard, the quarterback comes to the line of scrimmage and he has to make, I don't think people know this, bro, and correct me if I'm wrong, but usually the quarterback walks to the line of scrimmage with, like, at least two or three plays. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
At least two or three plays, right? Okay, the quarterback walks to the line of scrimmage with, like, at least two or three plays. He reads the defense. He makes checks. He makes audibles if need be. If not, he runs the play. I don't care how these motherfuckers is rushing to the line of scrimmage and quick hiking. Like, that is not football. Like, who does that? Like, y'all niggas is playing rugby or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they quick hiking. And then you got people. You know what I hate the most? When I'm playing somebody and I'm stopping them defensively and they get, like, one big game for, like, 8 yards or 9 yards and they all of a sudden become fucking Chip Kelly and they running no huddle and shit. I'm like, bro, you was not moving the ball at all, and you get one good game, and now all of a sudden you want to go no huddle. Like, that shit's like, all that kind of shit is just whack to me, bro. Like, play sim, play straight up. I was even talking about that bullshit yesterday. Someone blitz on defense for no reason, like, every fucking play pretty much, but disguising your coverages. Like, that's like you just using that to your advantage. Like, all this kind of shit, quick snapping, showing blitz every play, all this fuckery just needs to be, like, out of here, bro. So I got a list of dudes that do that kind of shit, but I wouldn't necessarily say they on thin ice. I mean, I guess the only one on thin ice is TM.
I think the only dudes that's on thin ice is TM, and I think Fern is too because of his connection, man. Like, it's when it's just unenjoyable playing against you, knowing what's to play against you, that shit, them two right there, man, they might get replaced quick. They might get replaced quick. And what's fucked up is y'all motherfuckers voted for Fern to stay in the league, and I ended up in the division with this nigga, and I voted against it. That's fucked up, man. Like you said, everybody that voted to keep him around, y'all should be in the same division as him because I don't feel like playing that shit. And then
here's a good topic. My bad. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
No, I was gonna say here's a good topic. Like, we need to talk about this shit. We do as admins, right? We make conscious decisions based upon the fact that we know how leagues should be ran sim style. Like, we've done it. We ran leagues a couple times. All the admins are used to being in these type of sim leagues. We've been in these leagues. We've been running it. We've been doing this shit, and we try to implement like a democracy, like a democratic style of, like, you know, voting for shit and making sure this rule is acceptable and this and that. But then you got the majority of the league that seems to be fucking retarded and votes like they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, oh, if it's not concerning me and it's not a big deal, then it's cool. Like, TM shit with the left-handed quarterback. Like, that shit got, like, what, like 90% of the league's votes, right?
And I'm going to tell you why. It's because they voting based upon, one, it has no bearing on what they think the league should look like. Two, I think people be like, well, fuck it. I'm a agree to this shit, you know what I'm saying, in case some shit comes up on me later. And three, you know, they just – you got to look at it with the big picture, man. Like, when we post – that's the thing. That vote didn't even count. So if we post a vote, y'all should really vote the same way we do in terms of what could this possibly – think bigger than making a left-handed quarterback. Think you could draft someone,
bro,
tweak their skill set. Think how that could affect the league. Think how people could abuse that. Think how that's not sim to draft a quarterback who's one hand and switch him to the other hand. Like, just think sim. Think big picture. Because I feel like people vote and they think, well, this shit don't affect me. It ain't hurt nobody. It's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. If we could scrap, I bet if we voted to scrap half the rules in our rule book, people would do it. Because it's not a big deal. Yeah, just the one instance the game it happens isn't a big deal, but you got to think, man, like, half the shit we got in place is there for a reason. Like, it's there for a reason, and we got it to make this a thin league, and it should look like that. But I'm not really surprised. Like, you know, people don't really see the harm in a lot of little shit that could turn into big shit, but that's part of being admin, man. That's part of running the league. It's like you're supposed to be able to project and see, well, if he makes his – if he can draft a left-handed quarterback and make him right-handed because he prefers to throw to his right, how is that sim? Like, there are some teams – like, if a quarterback is left-handed and I can't run with him and it's Michael Vick, I may not sign him. But, if I can sign him and make him right-handed and throw him the same, which is retarded, there's never been a quarterback – there has never been a quarterback that is one strong hand and you'll be like, let's switch him. Like, this isn't fucking baseball. Right. That shit does not happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, that shit is super whack. Super whack. I give props to some people in this league, though, because, like, I think you, the Titans, and some other teams that win consistent games that don't have the best rosters, that's really tough right now, man.
Yeah,
that's really tough.
I felt it too. Like, every time I lose Gronk, I feel it because I start to develop tendencies based on Gronk. Like, when I got Gronk, bro, I can, like, if I'm running, I can come out in like a tight double set, and I know I'm good to run. And I got Gronk like in a slot, or sometimes even on the outside. There's packages where he's on the outside in tight, and I know I can run off his hip. Like, I'm starting to develop tendencies based upon him. And then, like, I'm good without him, but, like, when I have him, it's kind of like, it's kind of like more, it hurts me more to have him, actually, because I'm developing tendencies based upon him. So then I think that's what fucked me up that game, too, last night. It's like I just lost Gronk, and I'm used to running a certain set of plays, like, it's a set, and, like, it, like back-to-back, and then I don't have him there. Like, it just fucked me up, bro. So I actually like it better when I got, like, an even average squad. I don't develop too many tendencies, and I don't like just pick on one dude, and you know what I'm saying? It kind of makes me stay balanced and actually works to my benefit, though.
Yeah. That's keeping it real, because, like, especially when you got Gronk, you could run anything with him, man. Like, you could run the ball, you could pass the ball. Like, losing him is like losing the ultimate chess piece, so it's like, that really makes it tough, man. That really
makes
it tough.
For real.
Yeah, what's Christian talking about? He said, you have the Skype feature turned off, trying to use Skype to call in. I didn't even know there was a Skype feature, keeping it real with you. Hold up.
He won, right?
I think he's trying to call in and talk his shit. He probably finna come at you. he probably finna say, you shortchanging him.
I hope so, man. I want to hear this kid talk because he types a lot of shit.
That's what's funny is, like, people got to understand this game is not hard to play. To play at a high level on this game is not anything to feel good about. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there you could literally run, like, four concepts and move the ball. So I don't really even – the people I respect are the ones that make adjustments, that have good defense, and can actually make some stops and actually kind of have good users. But the rest of that shit, y'all can have that shit.
Yeah.
You want to feel like you ran strong power and halfback force and counter and threw all over play action and jump balls and you better than me, have at it, but – you ain't impressing nobody, dog. I'm willing to bet there are people that have won Super Bowls in this league where people don't really even respect their game like that. Like, if we took a poll where people who have won big playoff games to where, like, you don't even really respect their game like that. I bet you if you were like, whose game do you respect more, Paul Hannah's or Brad's? Paul would win 100%.
Paul, easy. Easy.
So what is, that's what I'm saying. So what is winning the Super Bowl at that point? What respect are you earning? Like, if you come out in the Super Bowl and you run all that bullshit all game, then you don't have respect of the league. What the hell are you doing it for? Like, Brad, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep bringing up Brad, but I'm going to just say it. I'm not going to hold no punches. Brad, I feel like when I play against you, it is some unsim bullshit, bro. You literally will line up in strong power and run force three times and then come out and run a counter and a power. And then it's like, bro, you just going to run every overpowered run play repeatedly. You feel me? And then throw a jump ball and then throw a screen. Like, come on, man. Scheme some shit.
Everybody that does that is so funny. Go ahead, my vet.
I was just saying, you got a created playbook. You could put any plays in a game that you want. And you choose the ones that are the most popular. Like, that's just not fun to me. I like running shit that no one else runs. I don't know if anyone else does, but.
What is it about those strong power forces and, like, the strong counters and all that? Like, what is, like, I feel like EA fucked up, like, on the animation. Like, what do they make the guards pull real fast, huh? Like, they just haul ass on particular plays.
Here's the problem I see. Here's the problem with 99% of the runs on this game that work that are unrealistic. The backside DN does not pursue. So you don't have to block him. He stops his feet like it's a read option. And that is the problem for a lot of the runs that you see on the game. So, like, let's look at the counter. The counter is tough to stop because the front side and the backside end both chop their feet and wait to get blocked. You have the entire defense flowing the opposite direction, and you have pullers pulling like they're all Orlando Pace. Let's look at the strong power. The strong power is tough because you lose a hat with the backside defender who doesn't pursue automatically. The backside defenders are what, like, let's say this, B-Dot, you know this. If you ran a stretch in real life or if you ran most run plays, you have to have someone cut off the backside pursuit. Because if it's a slow-flowing run play, that backside DN would run it down every single time, especially a counter. Like, the counters on this game are so slow. So it's like you literally lose one or two hats on those, and then the pullers all pull excellent. You feel me? They all pull great. But it's like I just think it's stupid. Until EA lets the slow-flow run plays that dominate, every run that I play against has a puller. Like, I even respect when people run inside zone and just basic run plays because everything is an outside run with a puller because you can't run that shit down. You have to realize if you have a backside guard pulling and a frontside guard pulling or a backside tackle, let alone pulling, that's the dumbest shit ever. That shit's going to get hogged down every single time in real life.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, like, essentially, them shits is, like, broken plays. It's not realistic. Like, that shit... Man, so I get what you're saying, bro. Like, that's just one of the – it's because I was trying to figure it out, but now I get it. Like, it's just it's really just a game, like a glitch almost. It's a broken play that's not realistic.
It is. And the pullers all pull at the same speed. They pull
fast
as fuck.
That's what I'll be boggled, like, bro. So on a zone, so if I run an inside zone, my guard is not going to double up on the D-tackle and then – go fast as fuck to get the linebacker at the second level, but he's going to pull his ass off when you run a fucking counter or a power. Like, come on, bro. That makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And then you figure even on some inside zones, some dives, the backside. The problem is a lot of the run plays on this game are broken because of the read option. So, like, when the read option came into effect, they made it to where that backside or front side edge player will chop his feet and not pursue for the read option. But they tie that shit into the majority of the runs on the game, which makes no sense.
So why
when I run a counter, like let's say I'm in an I and I run a counter to the strong side. So like that backside D tackle and DN can easily run that shit down. Like anytime, like in real life, you'll see when people run even a stretch, which a stretch in real life is more is 100 times more popular than a strong power run. Power always popular in real life because you only have one puller. You cannot have two pullers in real life and run the ball because somebody's going to shoot a gap. Somebody's going to hawk that shit down. It's just too many people pulling. But, like, let's say you literally ran a stretch in real life. You have to have someone cut off that backside DN.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you don't have to block, I guarantee y'all go into the lab tonight. Y'all play a couple games, and I want y'all to watch the animations when you run strong power and counter and see the backside pursuit either take an angle to the quarterback or not pursue at all. So now it's almost like you got them two pullers pulling and everyone is blocked in the front seven. So they're just cleaning up whatever's on the outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So
that's
true.
Not real football. Like, the 49ers run a lot of power O in real life, but that's one puller. That's the backside guard. You could do that because you still have enough. You can't pull two people and not have anything ran down or shot in the gaps. It's just not going to happen. Like,
yeah,
counters on this game are fucking fake as fuck, dude. Who's got the 203 area code?
It's Christian, dude. What's up?
Oh, shit. Christian.
Oh, we got
up?
Him on.
We got him on. Tell us about that game last night, bruh. Because I'm hearing a lot of shit about how, you know what I'm saying, the better person didn't win the game. And
I
just want to know what happened in your eyes.
It is what it is. It was a well-fought game, in my opinion. I personally, you know, we was talking about it after the game. I personally didn't think it was any real big unsim going on. But I don't know. CD had his opinion on it.
I like you on the phone, bro. You nice and diplomatic and well mannered. That's dope. I thought you was like a little dickhead, bro.
Nah,
the way
dude.
You write on Facebook is like all sarcastic. Okay, you're a nice dude. All right, I didn't mean to cut you off, but let's get into it.
So
the problem I have, bro. I'm not trying to knock your game and all that.
Nah, man, go ahead.
The problem I have is it's unrealistic because I went back today at work and I watched the first quarter again today at work just because I was bored and shit and I peeped it, bro. Bro, you pressed and showed blitz on every play in the first quarter. I didn't watch the whole game, so I'm not going to say the whole game. But in the first quarter, bro, you pressed and you showed blitz on every play. And to me, which I know what you're doing. You're trying to confuse your opponent. They don't know what coverage you're in. They're not able to see if you're in cover two. The corners are sitting off by like 5 or 7 yards with two safeties over the top. Cover three, a safety in the middle with the corners far back at like 10 yards. I'm not able to like really make any pre-snap reads, so you're trying to confuse me. I get that part. But every fucking play, fam, it's like, bro. And then I get it on the other end, too, because you're trying to – not only are you confusing me in the pass game, but you're crowding the line of scrimmage, so you're trying to scare me out of the run, which, in fact, the run could probably work better when you show blitz and all that. So that's my bad. But my thing is just like, bro, you don't have to do that every play, fam. Like, come on.
Nah, I mean, I get you. I'll be honest. I don't even know when I'm doing it half the time. It's more of a, how can I say this? It's like a reflex, you know? Like, once the play starts, I just, like, go to it. But, you know, I totally get what you're saying. I got to be more aware of it on my end.
But you know what? I don't want, like, I'm not going to feel satisfied if, when we play, if you stop doing it and then I beat you, like, I'm going to feel like I won just because you stopped doing that. So, honestly, when you play me, you can change it up for whomever else. But when we play again, just do that shit. Like, do whatever you need to do. Like, play your game. Like, I even said that on the last comment. Like, I was like, bro, do whatever you got to do. Play your game, honestly, because I don't even want the victory to feel like, oh, I only beat him because he changed up his play style. Like, if that's your play style, then do what you got to do, fam. You know what I mean? And I'd rather just beat you at your best and at your game, if that's your play style.
Well, let's be specific here, because showing blitz, if you're in zone like a cover three, I don't think B-Dot, you really have a stud out wide. Because
I don't.
If
I
he
don't.
Did that,
I mean,
against,
I ha-
if
I
he did
Brandon
that against
Cooks,
Dez, but... if he did that against Dez or AJ, he would get taken up top, and I think he knew that. So there may be some strategy involved, but the only thing defensively that really bothers me that I see, because if you press, I can still read that it's three. I can still read that it's two. Doing it every play is not really ideal, but I really don't like how people don't blitz. Like, I feel like people blitz on first down, and then they drop eight. The other three down, other two or three
down. Well, I'll give him that. He definitely was switching up the play call. I mean, it was cover twos, it was cover threes, it was zone blitzes, it was man blitzes. I don't have an issue with that part. He was definitely switching up the play call for sure. He was blitzing, he was doing all that. But even, it's hard to say if it was strategy just for me, because you got other cats that chimed in and said the same thing, you know. Whether or not, you know, like you said, CG, you don't really respect their opinions or whatever, but they still said the same thing. Like, like Josh Brown, I said it, and Mav said it. They both said the same thing. Like, bro, you show blitz like down there. I think Mav even said like 90% of the game. Whether that's true or not, the point is, that's just like you said. It's just like a reaction. Like it's just your play style. And that's and honestly, like I said, bro, that's cool. Like when you play me, I don't even want you to switch it up, bro. It's all good.
Right. And I mean, from what Ron's trying to say, you know, my thought behind it is your wide receiver has to be my corner, pretty much hands down. And honestly, it's really, if you got a deep threat and I got a bum ass corner, like you're gonna beat me all the time. And it's been done to me a whole bunch of times, but. I mean, I do it out of fucking, whatchamacallit, just habit, honestly.
I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know what?
At least do it out of strategy, bro. Hey, CG, hey, do you need me to be your agent right now or your lawyer right now, bro? Because you over here on the stand telling on every motherfucker right now. Hey,
I'm just
CG,
saying.
This is what you want to say, bro. Say, I press you because you have no receivers. It was strategy involved. You could not get over the top on me, and that's why I did it. Don't be like, it's a reflex. Fuck that.
To be honest, I got Justin Gilbert up there pretty high at the moment. I was pressing on him pretty much every time with my other corner, Logan Ryan. I did step him back a couple, you know, like 5-10 yards behind. But Justin Gilbert, I mean, he fucking held his side down. I doubt like you got a catch on me on that end. And then Logan Ryan
let's talk about
with
it.
The interception.
Let's talk about it. Have y'all seen the Colts play in real life? They run press man every single play. And I know
yeah,
that's not necessary.
And a thing I was thinking of was the Patriots in real life. You know, you got Browner and Revis. That's how I try to run my defense, one-on-one coverage, pretty much on every play, if I can. That's
and,
no.
And
I'm
B-Dot,
a big Patriot fan. I like to play how they play.
Hold
I
on, let me say this real
fan.
Quick because you have to realize when you show blitz, it's like a base line. The safety comes down, and the biggest part about show blitz, you can't shift the D line or the linebackers. So if he's literally showing blitz. You have hats everywhere. Like, I don't ever show blitz because it puts people out of position. So if he was able to show blitz, you should be able to run the ball all over him, man, honestly.
Well, okay, yeah, you know, and when I went back and watched, I was like, oh, my God, I had this run, I had that run. Of course, yeah. That's part of going back and watching the footage. But the tricky part about that shit is it makes you feel as if, especially with my sets, all my sets are majority of my sets are even sets. Like, if I come out, like, I come out in, like, single back ace, I come out in, like, double tight. Like, all my shit is even. Like, I rarely come out, like, in a strong side.
In an overset?
So, yeah, like in an overset. So, I don't really come out in an overset. So, I guess that's my personal playbook. It probably, for you, if he came out like that against you, with your oversets and your trips and all that stuff you run, yeah, you probably demolish it. I guess it works perfectly for me, but at the end of the day, like I really don't have any issue with it, to be perfectly honest. Like, it's up to me to get around it. The shit that fucked me up is like the when you show blitz, like you said, those safeties come down and the fucking how unrealistic it is for a safety to be on the line of scrimmage and run back to a fucking cover three, fam. Like, it's just it's mind boggling, bro. Like, dude, in real life, there's no safety that can back pedal or turn his hips to sprint downfield and still be over the top on a receiver. Like, it's just not realistic.
Hey,
but
y'all want to hear some technical shit on why that works, though? Here's why that works, because posts don't work on this game. There's a route in real life that kills zone that does not work in Madden 15. Here's the reason why posts don't work in Madden 15, because in Madden 25, they work too well. You could pass, lead them in, and they would undercut everything. Now, every single post gets undercut by everything. Posts are the reason why zones – posts not working are the reason why zones are so effective on this year's game, because you cannot run a post on this year which used to be one of my favorite routes, without it getting undercut. Because what happens is the receiver drifts upfield, and the corner or the safety undercut him every single time. Because last year it worked so well. So it was Madden overcompensating.
That's actually what happened.
That's why zones are so good this year.
Yeah, that's very true. That was my first interception on the first drop. It wasn't a post, but it was a go route up the seam. So it's the same effect as a post as far as that region, that area to throw the ball in. And I tried to lead it inside. You're absolutely right. The corner on the outside that was in a cover three jumped a go route down the hash all the way from the left side. He undercut it. Like, it even, I love it when my players do it. I get a lot of picks like that too, so I couldn't be too mad at it. But that's true. Like, everything gets undercut, especially anything like in the middle region, like post and all that. That's true.
So short post works, but those don't stress the zone.
Yeah.
So like in real life, you would run against cover four a curl and run a post over the top. But, like, the corners will break on it. Like, cover three corners on this game, they used to not play anything. Now they play everything. They will run with
everything.
Post, even though it's not in their zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I actually like that, though. That's realistic to me. If there's not a second receiver that you have to worry about, I like that.
There is, though.
Don't you?
Like, there are some plays to where, like, you'll run a post with a corner behind it, and the corner will run with the post.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
okay.
Or like you'll throw a post, because like technically a post is not his zone. If you're in three, a corner will pass that on.
Right.
But yeah, on this game, they fought. It's like what Madden does is this: they take what doesn't work, and they overcompensate for it. So that before the corners didn't play anything, and the post worked too well. Now they don't work at all. Next year it'll be okay. And then, like, last year, running back wheels were good. Now they don't work at all. Wheels were good. Now they don't work at all. Like, everything that worked last year does not work this year at all, which is stupid.
Yeah, they always do that. They kind of overcompensate. Yeah, they do that shit.
CG, who do you think, CG,
it's all good, bro. No hard feelings, man.
What up?
CG, who do you think the best player you've played so far this year is?
You mean a Madden 15 total, like completely?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man. That's rough because I played you. I played CB. Obviously, I played CB a couple times already. Shit. Honestly, I don't know, man. Like, I played Larry that first time, that first league we made. He was beating me up pretty good. But I don't know, man. CB destroyed me week one of the second league. And, like, it was pretty bad. I'll be honest. He completely destroyed me, but I got to give it to that whole new team trying to, you know, find myself in that. But whatever, it is what it is. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's true.
I might have to give it to CB just because of that one game. Ron, I did play you once in, like, season three or four of the first league. And I played you before. Well, I mean, if we're talking this game, that one game, I don't know. I kept it close for the most part until, like, third quarter, mm-hmm. and then he just went away with it. So I don't know. So, you know, CB, because I played him three times already, four times now, actually. And that one game just stuck to my head.
Yeah, I mean,
Larry is
like
the dude. No, it's true. And Larry is one of those dudes where if you ask everybody who they hate playing against, he would be in everyone's top three, but he ain't winning no game. It's something about his game, dude. Like, no one wants to play.
Larry is frustrating, man.
Ron, I think his gas ran out, bro.
I don't think so.
I think it's over for him, fam. I know, but
so?
Fam, I'm talking about going forward, bro. Like CG is talking about because he was in his division, before the reset.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah so he was
that
in his division before
ridiculous.
The reset, and like he played him. I think Larry was balling like for the first two seasons, I think. But even though I beat him in that first season, but like. after that, bro, like I don't know. That's just me looking in from the outside. Like, I haven't played them at all. I played them twice, and the games weren't that competitive. But I don't see, like, he's going downhill. He's not improving, right? He's not getting better. He's getting worse, man.
That's true. Everyone else is getting better.
I will say this about Larry. He, like I was saying in the post I made yesterday, he beat me, like, the first three or four times, and then I finally got him. And after that, I beat him, two or three times. I don't know the exact number. So, I don't know if it was because he wasn't getting better or I was getting better. I was finally catching on to what he was doing. But
that's it. Think about it. Comes out of nowhere. Everybody runs standard NFL schemes. He comes out of nowhere with the college scheme and just throws everybody off at first.
That's true.
And then everybody gets used to it, and then now he's getting fucked up. I mean, come on, bro. That is simple. That's 1 + 1 right there.
That's true. He's got a style of play to where it's like he's gonna get you that first time because it's so. But that's why he's tough to play, because he actually has an original scheme. It is. He is teetering on not even being sim with his gameplay, though, if you really want to look at it. That's how college it is. It's like read option with a fast quarterback who can't throw. Read option, screen.
So frustrating.
That's like fucking Auburn, bro.
You got a fucking QB out there looking like Brady, and I'm just like here sitting with fucking like a 95 overall quarterback, and he's chilling with his like 60 overall quarterback. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now, dude? You're throwing like Brady. Like, come on now.
Yeah. He's like, I couldn't throw that deep post, man. That's bullshit. I'm like, bro, your quarterbacks are Tyrod Taylor. And, who's the dude from Ohio State? Terrell Pryor. Like, bro.
Yeah. He had Pryor too.
Who's 7'3", 2?
I'm not sure. Oh, it might be Saeed.
No, that's Panthers.
Was it
him?
Francis.
Edgardo. Edgardo,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he's one of the new guys.
Oh, okay. Who's 973?
Oh, no, that's close to home, though, whoever it's called.
Who's 973?
Hey, fellas, what's up? SG. I'm just logging into the call.
SG, what up, family?
What's up, man? I'm going to have to put you on mute really quick because I'm in the car with the wifey.
Hey,
you just want to listen?
Put her on the phone, bro.
Yep.
Put her on the phone like CB, man.
Right, hold on.
Let her talk her shit.
Hey, am I saying it right? Edgardo?
Yeah, you saying it right, bro.
Hey, we're going to get your nickname. What's your nickname?
It says Edgardo with
E Dub, man.
What's your nickname?
E Dub.
E Dub. What set you playing, bro?
E Dub. That's actually a gang out here in the San Fernando Valley. It really is. It's a Crip game called E-Dub. All right, E-Dub, who's the hardest player you ever played so far?
Duck. So far?
Duck.
I think Cody was pretty tough. Was pretty tough for me. And TB. Yeah,
I can see that.
I'm so used to playing fucking JD. Like, me and him played damn near every other week against each other and shit, so.
Oh, y'all was in another league together?
Yeah, me and him in the same division and shit. So we play each other all the time.
Damn, Edgardo sound like he out there moving weight, bruh.
He was a gangster. When he called yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a G right here.
Yeah, Edgardo sound like a goonie.
Nah, man.
But, hey, so yeah, who's better? So who's a tougher opponent, JSD or Cody?
I would say JSD, but Cody's not far. He's not far behind as far as like JD runs up. Cody's got a damn good passing game. That's tough to stop.
What's crazy is, like, I want someone to tell me that JD is really tough to stop and tell me why, other than jump balls to AJ Green.
I mean, when I played him, man, he didn't really have the jump ball. He hit other shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I got a couple of breaks. In that
Edgardo,
game.
Hold up. I saw that game. Hold up. I watched that game. You beat him.
Yeah.
What you talking about? You beat him. He got a couple lucky breaks early. He threw a couple jump balls, and then you came back and showed him what's up.
No, yeah, I'm saying as far as, like, you know, a couple of, like, when he fucking, he threw the ball and shit, and I guess his quarterback arm hit his left tackle, and he threw it right to my dude and shit. That shit was hilarious. That shit went straight
to
my dude.
Yeah, but that's funny. Don't let people twist the story and be like, all the bullshit happened, and that's why he won. When I was watching, he got a bullshit fumble. So it's like, bullshit gonna happen. Yeah, on a kid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like, you got to look at every game and tell me, because to me, Cody is way tougher to defend than JD.
Mm.
To me.
Well, I said that because I played Cody once. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure as I play him, you know, on and on, then I could be able to, you know, decide which one is a tougher play. But since I play JD so much, then, you know, I'm gonna say him because we know each other plays basically, and we always gotta find different shit to do against each other.
Hey, E-Dub, how long have you been in the league?
JD brought me in the league.
How many seasons have you played?
It's my second season.
Okay, so you
already
knew. So you, I mean, you might fuck around and win that division, then, huh?
TB already know the deal, man.
Who's in your division? Wait, you in JSD's division or TB's division?
TB in my division.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit! Oh shit! You see how he's twisting
on the
deal,
division? Man.
Hey, who was 832?
That's me, man. Bengals. Debs.
Bengals.
What's your name, bro? Who's that?
That's Debs. That's Debs. That's my man.
Oh, okay. What's up, bro?
Not much, man. I was listening to y'all's show for a little bit.
We got goons in the league right now. You hear that shit? I'm glad, man, because a lot of these niggas was calling in for a little bit. You be like, you see him on the page, you'd be like, it's Ghanim. I'd be like, oh, shit, Ghanim is a goon. Ghanim called in sounding like fucking Pee Wee Herman, bro. I was like, oh,
That's
shit,
up,
Ghanim.
Oh, shit.
Who's adding, who's adding all these goons to the group, man?
I brought Stabs in the league and shit, man.
Yeah,
hey,
who's
your toughest opponent so far?
Stabs got me up out of there yesterday, man. That was I'm still upset about that.
Oh, Stabs is the dude that just beat you, right? Oh,
yeah, he beat me.
Yeah, I mean, taking Robert.
Hey,
Stabs.
Hey,
sure.
Stabs. Do you understand, like, who you beat, fam?
Oh, I mean, I talked to, I guess Damien was in this league before, huh?
Yeah, that's
Damien,
the homie, Damien
Moore.
Yeah, he told me,
I'm in a chat with him, and he was like, hey, man, you got to whoop Ron's ass, bro, because he's supposed to be the best. And I was like, oh, shit.
Hold up,
all
Damien.
Right, well,
Damien, you a cold nigga for that, man. Damien, you a cold nigga for that, man.
I thought Damien was the homie. What's up with Damien?
Hey, Damien ain't close to the home, man. He lived right up the block from my shop.
We got goons in the group.
You know, I knew Dame for like a good 6-7 years, man. We lived right up the street, bro.
Oh, y'all, you from Jersey too, then?
Yeah, I'm from the brick, man, from North.
Oh, you already know what's up there. We got goons. Hey, you fuck with battle rap?
I watch it and shit. I saw your shit. That shit was dope. You couldn't hear him in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to see if you know Shotgun Shug or Sue Surf.
Like, I ain't really been on it a lot, but, you know what I mean? I watch it from here and shit when you got a tough battle coming on. I'm not a big follower, but when it's a big
Damien, since Damien want to give pep talks and shit, tell us something about Damien Moore that we don't know, man.
Man, I barely know him.
E-Dub is the dude that knows him personally.
Yeah, my bad, E-Dub.
Yeah.
He my son.
So E-Dub, tell us some shit.
He said he's his son.
Dane, my son, man. He's a good dude, man.
He said that's his son.
He just converted back to the P4 and shit, man, but in the P3, he was nice and shit, man. I mean, he never beat me. Not one game ever.
Yeah.
Dame was in my division, I want to say two Madden's ago. I think it was two Madden's ago. That nigga was nice on, so what was that, Madden 13, two Madden's ago?
Madden 13, but, like, what happened was he's always been very good, I'll say that. But what happened was, he always comes into the league late. I think he came in on Madden 13 with the 49ers, and like Madden 13, 49ers was on some other shit. And he came in running shit, and we had stock rosters, and it was like very hard to beat them, you know what I'm saying? But he was still really good.
No, they ain't good, man. He'll get his motherfucking shit up.
You got that wrong. He came in M25 with the Niners. Madden 13, he had the Bengals.
Okay.
Madden 13, he had the Bengals, and I had the who was it? I think it was the Chiefs. Yeah, I had the Chiefs, and he had the Bengals, something like that.
I remember because he had the Bengals, and I think he had, like, Michael Vick, and I beat him in the Super Bowl with an onside kick.
Yep, that season. He was balling with Michael Vick and the Bengals, bro. I was like, shit.
Yeah, Damien was nice, man.
I'm trying to get him to come by and shit so I could teach him some stuff, man, because, you know, that shit be kind of hard.
Damn. Damien, you got to call in, bro. Your father on the phone right now is sending the shit out of you.
Nah, I'm not sending him like that. You know what I mean? I want him to be nice and shit, bro.
Dang, I feel bad for throwing him under the bus like that.
I want him to be nice.
He said, I want my son to look nice at school, man. I'm going to tie that nigga up.
That guy, you know.
Damn.
Hey, you know
B-Dot's my son, though, right? I taught that nigga B-Dot how to play Madden.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Ron did bring me into the leagues, though. Like, shit, like, that shit was like 4 or 5 years ago now. He did bring me into these Madden leagues and shit. I did learn a lot from playing in the leagues, but shit, as soon as you brought me in, though, when you brought me into NGA, I started kicking ass. As soon as you brought me in.
Yeah, I think it was Sandell kept telling me, he was like, yo, B-Dot, nice, man. You need to play that nigga back when people used to play face-to-face in the same room.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, man, he ain't fucking with me, man. So I had to get you out here.
He's the one that brought me into leagues and shit.
Yeah, man, that should be
so
dope.
And I only been doing league play for 2 years, man. For the last 2 matches, that's my first time.
Hey, hold up. I know you try to change the subject, Ron, but back to my boy. What is it, Steve's or Steph? It's Steph's.
Yeah, it's Steph's, yeah.
Hey, Stebs, you beat Ron, though, fam. This dude has like 20 Super Bowls under his catalog, and you step into the league and beat him on your first try, bro. Hey, that says a lot for you, fam. Real shit. I know Ron ain't gonna want to acknowledge that shit, but hey, bro, that's an accomplishment, fam. Real shit.
Yeah, it was a good game at first, especially because it was he had Rodgers in, so he was throwing them sideline passes and. I don't know if y'all checked out my squad, but this Bengals team is kind of trash. So him having Rodgers out,
so wait, your team is trash, and you beat Ron with a trash team? Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey, Hey, well, calm that shit down. That's my son right there, man. Hey, B, calm that shit down, son.
The hype is real.
Nah, it was
I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. All right. So he played. He ran the ball really well. He actually ran plays. I won't get too far into it. That give my defense a lot of trouble because I expect all the outside shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so used to strong power counter. And he actually put his brain into the game, which I appreciate, and ran some shit that actually exploited that. That's a good thing. But let's look at what happened on my end. I think A-Rod got hurt like second quarter. I had Josh Freeman, and I make high difficulty throws. So Josh Freeman made none of them. And I had three fumbles.
Okay, stop. I hate when people say somebody got hurt, but they don't say why, because the reason why the person got hurt might be a credit to your opponent. So did A-Rod get hurt on a blitz that you didn't see coming?
He got hurt on an option pitch, bro. On a pitch.
Why you running options with A-Rod, fam? Come on.
A-Rod got wheels. What are you talking about?
Hey, yo, Ron, by the way, you're welcome for that trade for A-Rod, bro. We good.
Nah, A-Rod been balling, but he does get hurt a lot. But, yeah, he played well, man. He had some good run plays. And one of the things is, if you can crease my defense, it's not a lot of speed out there. So you're going to score, you know what I'm saying? So he played well, man. I'll give it to him. But I will say, I don't know how many niggas out here can win a game with three fumbles, three of them with a 91 and a 93 carry running back.
I gotta give it to that motherfucker Stez, man. He makes you fumble at least twice a game. Well, he makes me fumble.
Well, I hear that, and the only logic that goes against that is this: his running back is 81 carry, and I have more hit power players than he does.
True.
And he didn't fumble.
Yeah,
once.
But was it hit stick though? Was it user hit stick fumbles?
It doesn't matter.
One,
I had user hit stick fumbles too.
I know one was the user hit, and then the other two were stripped.
I had four fumbles and I lost three.
He got done.
Ron, you sleeping on that brace for cover trait, bro. You sleeping on that. I think that does matter.
LaShawn has it.
Oh, okay.
He fumbled twice.
Oh, okay.
He has it.
This motherfucker stabs, man. He got duct tape on his R1 button defense, bro.
It's all good.
Oh,
like I said, I don't care about fumbling, but I want one or two. Because if I would have got one or two, it would have been over. Because I fumbled on the 2-yard line going in, then
that's
I got a pick and return it, so it looked like it was nothing. But I still had four fumbles to none.
So Stabs, you actually are hitting the R1 button to strip on defense?
Yeah. It took a little bit, but I don't got my practice.
I gotta give you a props for that, then. I mean, Ron, I hear what you're saying, Ron, bro. But if somebody hit stick you and they strip you holding the R1 button, I mean, you gotta give them the credit for it, fam.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
That's true, bro. No, that's true.
No,
because you know why? Because what happens is, let me say this real quick. When you say this. Butte for butte, when you let the computer hash out, like, what butte should hash out what, then, yeah, I feel you on that. Like, that's stupid. My running back here is 90-something, and the computer hit me and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get that. But if somebody's usering and they're doing that shit, then they should be awarded for their usering. That's how I feel.
I agree, but check this out. I don't tackle with square. I'm all hit-sticking R1, just like him.
Oh, I got you.
And I have higher carry players than he does. That's the only thing that bothers me is, like, I just don't understand the game sometimes. But it is. He earned the game. He forced. He made the plays. Whatever. There's nothing I can do about that.
That's good, man.
It was a good game, man. And once I get this team built up, I'll be a little bit nicer. But it was, like you said, kind of going into the game, I found that weak spot, and I try to keep at it, man. And you know, everybody likes to go outside. And I'll admit it, you know, the outside is nice. Once you hit that outside, you only got to beat the stick, and you're good. Whereas you're going inside, you gotta get through the D tackles, the linebackers, the safety. But I think I hit it once, and I was like, shit, I'm going to try it again. And again, you know, it kind of got exposed. I racked up, I think, over 200. 200 games.
Oh,
dang,
that's stupid, what? Dog. That's stupid. What he's saying is 100% correct, but to be that shit is stupid.
Hey, bro.
He got three.
Listen to yourself. Fam, listen, time out, fam.
Dog, he had three stops.
I get it. No. I'm not trying to. I get it, bro. Turnovers are huge. I get that, fam. But you got to stop acting like you're not that dude. Like, fam, you are really good at this game, bro. So if somebody's able to run, rack up 200 yards on you on the ground, that should be applauded, bro. Like, for real. That's impressive.
It's impressive. I said he ran the ball well. He did a good job. Shit.
We're talking about that.
You have to realize in order to rack up 200 yards on the ground and still win the game, because he had one long run, I think like second or third quarter. They were all like two or three play drives, long runs. That means you're getting the ball back. He got the ball back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's getting the ball back. So it's whatever. Like, I'll tighten up. I will give up. He had an innovative run scheme, which I appreciate. And if you want to run the ball in a way that everyone's not doing it, I'll adjust. I have to make those plays as the user, though. You know what I'm saying? But let me give you an example. He ran a dive one time. So his receiver actually came and blocked me. And, like, you know how shit times up on a run play to where, like, the guard chips somebody and he gets free, but then he pursues the running back and can't get there. Then the nickelback pursues but can't get there. Then they chip and get to the next level. He had hats on everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's actually to be applauded. I like that shit. I like that shit, man. Like you said, there's nothing I can do except I have a 91 carry running back and a 93 carry running back. I have to hold R1. It's a damn shame. That's all I'm going to have to do. It's a damn shame. Like, I got LeSean McCoy, who in real life jukes every chance he gets, and I have to hold R1. It's stupid.
That's what I do when I play him. I don't even juke, bro. I get past. As soon as somebody about to come hit me, I'm holding R1. I probably hold it before that.
Yeah, I need to start doing that shit, too.
The motherfucker ran by me.
I have higher his power players than he does, period. So it is what it is. It'll balance out. He'll play someone next week, and his rookie will fumble three times. It'll balance out.
Yeah,
it's not going to balance out in the same game.
I played – who was it, man? The Chargers. I had a good game against the Chargers. I thought I was going to pull it out, but shit. I should be up top this division, but now on the real, you had some tough breaks, man. I got to give you props for your throws, and it kind of pissed me off because I knew what was coming. I adjusted my defense. I was throwing purple. I was throwing mans out there, shading to the outside. The close damn out routes and comeback routes kept falling your way, and I was like, "Fuck, man, when am I gonna get my damn? When am I gonna get that pick six?" Because there ain't no one stopping a corner that's going to jump that out route. Not one person is going to jump that corner. So I was waiting for it, and I never got it. But I'll take those fumbles for sure. They helped out.
Hey, I'll take them too. I'll get them back next week.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
How long Rodgers out for?
He's just out for the game.
Still pissed about that damn haul. Fucking hard returning the fucking interception, man. I'm like, yo, you know, why don't you just lay the fuck down? I mean, why don't you just slide down? Game over when you take a nip. My dumb ass want to run an extra 10 yards.
Yeah, I caught up in the moment.
Torn pec. No, I totally forgot. I'm like, damn, I forgot that the injury sliders were kind of hot. I was like, fuck. As soon as that shit happened, I said, I'm fucked.
That's why in real life you'd be like, why don't teams run the readouts and that shit works? That's why, shit. It's too risky.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
I can't even really run that shit with A-Rod, and he can run because you bring in Josh Freeman for a game. I can't make half the throws. You know what I'm saying? So And I'm lucky that he was only out for a game. If he was out for the season, I'd be scrambling right now. So I'm not even going to run that shit no more, to be real with you.
Hey, how much time we got on this damn radio show?
Who's 404-825?
You got 49 minutes, apparently.
Who's 404?
It started at 2 hours. I don't know how long it was supposed to be, but it started at 2 hours.
Well, we can shut this shit down whenever y'all done, but who's 404?
Yeah,
we got people calling in on the low. Yeah, this season's going to be crazy, though, because, like I said, I feel like everybody, like, you really don't get a week off. Everybody knows what's going on, so it's like, it's going to come down to seedings. I feel like the wild cards is going to be, it's going to be tough, man. The wild cards.
Hey, does Nega have a, Nega's the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have some crazy shit like Johnny Manziel and AP or some shit?
Yeah, but he don't do nothing with it.
He don't do nothing with it. All right, for sure. I'm about to play him tonight, hopefully.
Larry gave him like a throwaway scheme, and he about to run read option all game.
Oh, perfect. If Larry gave him shit, thank God, because that shit do not work on me.
Hey, man, quit snubbing Larry like that. I bet you Larry beat the shit out of you right now.
Yeah, right, dog. Dude, I don't really think that dude will beat me on Madden 15, bro. I think he beat me last year, but he will not beat you in this game.
Hey, BT,
he just can't pass. What's up?
Hey, them Dolphins
looking
pretty good.
This SG.
This who?
SG.
Oh, what's up,
Saeed? Not much, man. Hey, so I wanted to bring it up. What do you think is the biggest surprise? Ron taking that L to the Bengals or B-Dot taking that L to the Patriots? I don't know.
Wait, first of all, because the dude that I lost to is evidently really good, and he got 3 fumbles.
Time out.
So B-Dot.
Let's look at the logic.
B-Dot lost off gameplay. B-Dot lost off gameplay.
I'm about to kill you. I'm about to kill you with this logic here, fam. Let's look at the logic, though, right? Let's look at the logic. The last game I played CG, for whatever fucking reason, I don't know why, but it was 21-21 with like a minute left, and he was marching the ball, and he threw a dumbass, stupid pass, and I picked it and took it to the house. So that alone lets you know that we had a good game. Time out. We had a good game.
I
want to
talk about
and
that.
Then, hold on. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Hold on. Let me finish my point. So me and CG had a good game that came down to the wire. And so logically you would think, okay, we're about to have another good game. You are Ron. You win multiple championships. We don't know this dude, Steve's or Stebs. My bad if I messed up your name, bro. We don't know him like that. He hopped in the league and beat you, bro. That is a bigger
surprise.
We
ain't got to know him. He's good. He's better than Christian.
How we know? How you know that?
I can tell you that off one game.
I'm saying prior to y'all game, how do we know how good he was? We did not know how good he was until he beat you.
It don't matter what we talk about in the game. He's better than Christian.
That don't make no logical sense, fam. How do we know how good somebody is unless he has, like, a big victory that kind of, like, puts him in a different category? Now that he beat you, now we can look at him like,
Edgardo,
this dude is dope.
Edgardo. Have you played Christian?
Nah, I don't think so. What's his
name? Yo, Christian is still on the phone. Why are you talking like you're not on the phone?
Bro, I'm right here, man.
I'm trying to find somebody else that played them. I'm telling you, I played them both.
Yo, Christian, Ron is just shitting on you right now, bro. He's basically trying to say you suck, bro.
Both Ron and CB, yo, you both, like earlier in the show, CB was talking fucking mad smack. He was like, yo, Christian was, he's like in the lower tier. Like, I'm not on your guys' level, but I'm definitely not in the lower tier, dude. I'm in the middle of the run tier, bro. I don't want to hear that fucking bullshit that I'm fucking
Hey, you know what, bro? Honestly, I'm gonna tell you why I know Stebs is better than him. Debs, for one, has an original scheme. Two, he has users. There's only like four people.
When have you played CG though? When have you played Christian?
He just said I played him once or twice.
Yeah, bro, but you don't even remember the game.
I'm sure you don't even remember the game
to know like what kind of play style he has, bro. You don't even remember the game.
People who were good. I remember games that leave an impression on me, bro. Stez was good.
All right.
Man,
all I'm saying is,
okay, so
B-Dot, how many times did you fumble?
My game against Christian last night?
Yeah.
I didn't fumble at all.
So you just got beat.
Now you're talking about. Now you're trying to be funny. I just explained why I got beat. Hold on. Look at the stats, bro. Okay, let's do this. Let's play a stat game, right? So Steve, or Stebs, he ran over 200 yards on you, okay? Christian, I held Christian to 50 yards on the ground and 154 through the air. That's my average. I have like the number 3 defense in the league right now. That's my average. So I did what I was supposed to do.
So
you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So I do run for over 20 yards on you.
So how'd you lose?
Hey. I told you how I lost. I got out lobby schemed, bro. Like the show blitz, I'm not used to it. I'm not used to the show. I kept it real, and I said that earlier. Like I even told CG, I said like we talked about it for 15 minutes, bro. I don't agree with that play style. It's not sim to me because in real life it wouldn't happen that frequently. But you know what? If that's your play style, do what you got to do. I should still find a way to beat you. That's my job. But with all that being said, that's why I lost. You lost straight up, though, bro. Like, you lost straight up.
That's not
so
true.
I think yours
that's
is the bigger
true.
Surprise.
I would rather. Okay.
Damn.
If
the man
people,
ran for
wait,
over
wait,
200.
Wait, 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 wait.
He ran for 200 yards on you, Phil.
Okay, so B-Dot, me and you are both good, right? So if
right.
one person loses with losing three fumbles and one just loses off punts, who had the worst
loss?
The question
was which one is the bigger surprise. I definitely had the worst loss. Yours was the bigger surprise. It's
that
not
was
a question.
Surprise because y'all. This is the only reason it's a surprise because y'all.
Let's
like,
do a poll.
Let's do it on the phone vote.
Edgardo. Hey.
Edgardo.
Steve,
Edgardo.
CG, Saeed. Hey, let's do a vote. Why are you scared of the vote? All of a sudden, now you don't want to vote?
Wait, let me ask you a question. Edgardo, is Steph's good in other leagues?
Yeah, he's good. He don't win Super Bowls, though.
Thank you. He's good. He's good.
I call him the Peyton Manning of
Madden. Hold on. Okay, Ron.
And I call B-Dot the Tony Romo of Madden. So let's go. Let's vote.
Hey, well, Ron, check this out, bro.
Let's listen to
your logic. Stebs is good, right? Okay, Ron, let's listen to your logic. You keep putting Larry on some high horse like he's so good, though, right? But CG has beat Larry like 3 or 4 times.
But when you ask CG who the toughest people he played, he named Larry.
Okay, but he beat him. So that lets you know that CG must be somewhat good. He beat somebody that you consider to be so good 4 times.
See? No, man. I'm telling you right now,
Come on, fam.
B-Dot, you haven't played Stez. I've played them both, and Stez is better.
I'm not saying he's not good. Yo, I'm saying that the dude is good. Obviously, anybody that beats you, fam, I'm going to say is good. I think you are the best. I think you're the best Madden player in the country, bro. Like, on some real shit, you are the best Madden player I've known since fucking Madden fucking 11, bro. So what I'm saying is, for somebody to come out of nowhere and beat you, fam, come on, that's a big surprise.
All right, let's vote. Edgardo, which one do you think is more shocking?
I don't know, man. I'm going to be kind of biased towards this because I've played Stebs and I know how good he is.
Yeah.
So it's not something
Thank
to surprise
you.
To me. You know what I'm saying?
Time out. You know why that's not fair?
Thank you.
You know why that's not fair? Time out. You know why that's not fair?
You asked for a vote.
Hold on. Let me just say this real quick. E-Dub and these new cats, I don't really think they understand. Like, they know you're good, but I don't really think they understand how fucking depressing it is to be in a league with you, and year after year after fucking year, you win the fucking Super Bowl. It's like,
It's like, dude, you have won the Super Bowl like 15 years in a fucking row with like, with okay, like so little intermissions in between. So my point is, E-Dub, when he says that, but he don't really realize how good you are on a consistent basis to win multiple Super Bowls in such a competitive league. So I think he's going off of what he knows his boy for, but he don't really know how good you are. So that's not a good that's not a good judgment right there.
So let's ask the vets. Let's ask Saeed. What do you think is most more shocking?
I think your loss to Steph is more shocking to me. And the reason why is because kind of what B-Dot pointed out. CG done beat people in this league that are considered to be, you know, the top, some of the top-notch players in the league. Now, don't get me wrong. Nobody knew anything about Steph before he came into the league. But you're right. If you look at the history of the page, there's only been three people that won the Super Bowl, and nobody else has won it more than twice. So for you to be so dominant to have a new person come into the league who don't have a whose team is not even up to par according to him, and for him to beat you, even though granted it's fumbles and all this other stuff, that's still more surprising to me. Even though I ain't gonna lie,
this is a set up question because B-Dog gonna ask for a vote, then he gonna ask for certain people to vote. That's bullshit, man.
No. Hey, E-Dub's vote can count. E-Dub, everybody's vote count. E-Dub said that mine's is more surprising. Okay. Saeed's saying that yours is more surprising. We won one right now, so we waiting for CG and Steph.
How about this? Why does Edgardo's vote not count as much considering Edgardo has seen me play probably three? We're judging this based off today's gameplay. Y'all basically over here saying that anyone is beatable, and it's not fair.
No, man, all I'm saying is, okay, let me talk to E-Dub for a second. E-Dub, bro, this dude Ron, I don't know if you've been on the Daddy League site, but if you go to the Daddy League site, you can see how many fucking Super Bowls this dude has won since Madden 13, bro. I think it's like 15, fam, so you have to understand what I'm saying here. I'm saying
it doesn't matter.
I know all about Ron. Yo, Jeremy.
All right, so
when I first joined the league, Jeremy told me, he's like, yo, the nigga Ron is hands down the best in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, he told me, he was like, yo, in all actuality, you do got a chance to beat him, but the nigga...
You a smart dude, bro. I can tell you smart by the way you talk. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had a tough game. I had a tough game with CG. The game came down to one interception, 28-21, and then I turn around and lose to him, and that's surprising? I mean, I damn near lost to him 2 weeks ago. Why is that more surprising than a dude that comes out of nowhere, even though you know how good he is, the league don't know how good he is, we know how good Ron is, so dude come out of nowhere and beat Ron on
his... That's not fair. I'm going to tell you why that's not fair, B-Dot.
He didn't even have to get used to your gameplay.
B-Dot, this is why that's not fair.
This vote should be a wash.
Because you're letting MLG vote based on my past, but you won't let... No one knows his past, and the people that do, you won't let them vote. So why?
I'm saying his vote counts. I'm not being like that. I'm saying either vote count for sure. I'm just trying to get him to know like more of the situation so his vote so he can understand how like what I'm trying to say about the vote. But no doubt.
But what
E-Dub said that's his vote, Saeed said that's his vote, so we won one. So let's finish it off. We got two more people.
Who else is on that can vote?
You know.
Or we could just do CG as a tiebreaker since Stebs can't vote for himself.
No. Because Stebs and CG both can't vote.
Stebs stepped off in the league game right now.
No. It looks like it's going to be a tie.
It's a draw. It's a draw. Fuck it. We both slip. We both suck. Fuck it.
Nah,
where's
CG
go?
You know what's more surprising?
The fact that Nick Jeremy was 15 last year. My bad, Saeed. Real quick, why CG can't vote?
Because he was in the game, bro.
Dude, he understands the circumstances, though. Like, he knows how good you are. He's been in the league long enough.
So he can vote, but Steph can't? That's stupid.
I didn't say Steph can't, but he probably going to be biased because of the circumstances, like, oh, well, my game, I'm saying it's going to work against you because Stamps is going to be like, yeah, well, Ron is that good, then I'm going to say my game was more surprising. I was trying to help you out.
If you let them both vote, I guarantee you it will go in my favor because Christian will say we had a close game.
Let the man speak.
All right, let's let them vote. They're both going to vote one way, so it's going to be a draw. Go ahead.
All right, I'm listening, and this is CG right here. I will say –
the more surprising loss is definitely Ron losing. The reason why, and I'm gonna give you a reason, is like B-Dot was saying, we had a close game 2 weeks prior. Which, by the way, I wanted to say, the reason why I fucked up at the end there was because it was like fucking, it was pretty much past my bedtime, boys. You know, I'm an early worker.
Wow.
So I was really thinking straight. You know. Anyway, that's behind us. Whatever. I wasn't playing at my top. It's all good. Anyway, we had a close game regardless. So obviously, you know, close games, you know, it could go either way for any game. So that's why I'm gonna say the more surprising loss is Ron. Like Bina was saying, like
hold up. Let's reiterate this real quick. First of all, Stez is better than Christian. Second of all, I fumbled.
How do you know that? Time out. How are you saying that, bro? Like,
I played them both. Bro, I can tell you.
Hey, that never worked. That never worked because styles make fights.
Listen, Stebs is an upper echelon addition to this league. He's good.
Okay, I'm not saying the man probably not good, but like, okay, so if I change my mind on CG, right? Like, I'm starting to change my mind. I thought he sucked. I beat him 63-0. I thought he sucked. He's actually good now, okay? So, like, things happen. People make adjustments and whatever. So you got to give people props. Like, so I'm not just going to write CG off like I don't know what would happen if CG plays Stebs. Like, how you know who will win?
Stebs would win by
bro,
two.
You can't do that, bro. I'm just saying, I beat Larry a couple times. And Stebs, Ron, you're out here putting Larry on a pedestal. So I just
wanted to mention
that.
Hey, BP, let's do this, bro. I know for sure you got me and Larry in your top five, maybe even top three. And CG has beat both Larry and me, and you don't want to give him no credit for it.
And Stebs would beat both of y'all, too.
Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody named Stebs beat me, bro.
Edgardo, how many people in MLG is Stebs better than? Like 75% of the league, 80, 90?
How can he judge that, fam? He's been in the league for only a season and a half.
Because I played him before. I'm a good dude, man. I would say right now, you know, from what I play, I would give him about top seven right now. From what I play, top seven. From what I play.
Thank you. I don't really get that.
That can be judged. Like how? Like okay, E-Dub, did you go to the playoffs last season?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes, he did.
My whole team was hurt in the first round.
Who'd you lose to in the playoffs?
I lost to the Redskins with fucking.
Who's the Redskins, Brad?
Yeah.
Halfback four, strong power, Brad.
All right. Case closed. So, E-Dub, I got love for you, bro, but you lost to Brad, fam. So, what are you talking about? Brad is good. Ron, stop it, bro. You just told me earlier that Brad is one of the most unsim dudes, and he should be on the ice list for not returning.
Does that make him any easier to beat? The unsim shit that he does is hard to beat.
Stop it!
So you're telling me that because Brad is unsim and he runs halfback force and strong power all game, he sucks. He's unsim, but he's still hard.
No. And that's the thing. I never said he sucked, bro. But if E-Dub is gauging, like, the league standards based off somebody like Brad, I think that's a bad assessment. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't.
Hold up. You cannot blanket that statement. Edgardo could have fumbled four times. He could have had four people hurt. None of us saw that game. Edgardo is not saying he himself is top seven. He's saying Stebs is top seven. What does that have to do with their game?
I know. Well, okay. Go ahead, E-Dub. What was you about to say?
I was down to my fucking Kmart quarterback, bro. I had fucking Campbell. I picked up Brandon Wheaton. He got hurt the week before the playoffs. And then
Let's do this. Is Brad good to you? Was Brad good? When you play Brad, was he good?
He's effective.
Brad.
Okay. So you don't want to say Brad, he's good. This is my point. You don't want to say Brad is good because you don't really feel like he's good, right? And so your assessment now is my first season in MLG,
I went to the playoffs and I played this dude who essentially sucked, but he was just effective. So that might, like, that's probably your perception of the league, like, in like, as far as, like, levels of ability. Like, you play, your first playoff match was with somebody that wasn't that good. So, of course, you're going to be like, yeah, Stebs is, like, top seven in this league. I don't think you can judge.
Hold up. Edgardo has played everybody, dog. What are you talking? Why are you basing about one opponent that he
played,
lost to?
Really, I ain't played Ron yet. I ain't played TV yet. But I've played
he didn't play me either.
I've played Cody. I played Ventura. I played some really good dudes, man.
Bro, if you've not played Ron, if you have not played Ron or Saeed or myself or Paul, you played Saeed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We never had that game won and shit, and some bullshit happened.
Saeed is on the phone.
Huh? E-Dub, you never played the Jets? Oh, no, I thought Saeed was the Lions. My bad.
No, that's Ghanim.
Yeah.
Ghanim. Yeah, well, honestly, if you...
Hmm?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I haven't played the Jets. No, we ain't get to the AFC East yet. We'll get there, though.
Hey, B-Dot, put it like this. If Stebs is going to beat more people, and he is going to make some noise, when he does, I want to form
I hope
college.
So. I hope he is good, bro. I think it's better for the league. I can't wait for playing. What team is he again? Bengals?
Yeah.
I think I got him on my schedule, actually. So I hope so, bro. All I'm saying is the initial question
Look, B-Dot.
Who's lost?
You have to trust.
Who's lost was more surprising.
So, B-Dot.
Surprising.
B-Dot, if I am this Madden team, you have to trust my opinion. He has middle linebacker users, bruh. That is like, there are only probably two or three people in the league that have middle linebacker users. They can make tackles. They can bait. They can force picks. They can make picks. That is rare. He is good, dog. I'm telling you right now.
Did you film the game?
I put the highlights up on the page.
I'm going to go pee. I don't know, bro. I just think it's hard. I think it's hard to start saying who's better than who until them two people just line it up. Like, you don't know who's better than who until them two people line it up, bro. That's how I feel.
Hey, Christian, what are you doing right now, Christian?
I'm mad and actually just fucking up.
Okay, so you're on Madden. Stebs, what are you doing right now?
I'm about to run to the store real quick.
Nah, if you real nigga right there. He about to go get some Phillies.
That's not the same, dude. We don't got the same team.
Okay, we're just trying to see if it's really that serious to where Christian is better than him. They have no. They should have no problem playing, and they should stream it. And I guarantee you that Steph
No, Ron, that ain't how it works, fam. You got. I mean, come on. No, bro.
What other way is there to settle it? What other way is
only
there
way
to settle it? You got a better idea?
The way you
accomplishment.
Accomplishment.
Whoever accomplishes more during the league, and that's how you figure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's that
when
simple, bro.
Let them play. Let them play. Let them scrimmage. Let them stream it, and I guarantee you Stebs will win by 3 scores. You want to take that bet?
Man. I would. You know what? Honestly, If CZ was down to do it, I'd definitely take that bet. I don't see no point in it though. But I take the bet. I take the
you
bet.
You
want
to take the bet?
If you're telling me, time out. I'm not gonna bet who's gonna win. But if you're giving me that point differential, if you're saying that Stebs is gonna beat him by, what'd you say, 3 or more scores?
Look, bro.
Is that
if they both
what
get the look? If they both get the Seahawks, they both get the same team, so it's even. I guarantee you that Stebs will win by 3 scores.
By 3 scores?
Yes.
I take that bet. CG.
What's up?
Did you hear that?
I heard that, dude. I don't want the fucking Seahawks, though. It's like completely opposite of how I play.
Okay, get whoever you want. Stebs, get whoever you want. 3 scores, and we can do it. Let's do it.
I bet you on the 3 scores. I don't know who's going to win, but he definitely not going to beat him by 3 scores, man, for sure now.
So you going to take the handicap after all that shit talking?
No, because CG knows his squad, bro. So if you're talking about if you're talking about the Patriots and MLG and him and them two lining up, then I would bet on C. Well, I don't even know if I'll bet on CG per se, but I just don't think Steve Stebbs would just. You acting like he's just gonna fuck him up like that, bro.
Then you're betting on the roster at that point. Let them both get who they want.
No, I'm betting on being familiar with your squad. I'm betting on knowing. He was just talking about his corner, Gilbert. Like, he plays a certain way because of his squad. Everybody does.
Well, then he can get the Seahawks, and he can have two better press corners than what he has right now. So let him play. Let's see what happens.
Steph, I'm down for that. I'm down for the bet on the point spread.
Steph, you better not let me down, boy.
Too much confidence in my skills, but I'll be down to play.
Hell no, man. Fuck that.
Nah, dude, I play that shit, dude.
Nah, but I'll run it. I ain't afraid to run it.
They said they'll run it.
MLG rules, all right?
When are y'all going to play?
Sim, straight up.
Yeah, MLG, MLG rules for sure. Yeah,
MLG rules. Pick any roster you want. Meet up in the lobby and stream it. When are y'all going to play?
I got my money on Steps, man. My son.
Me too. When are y'all going to play?
Shut the fuck up,
man. Yo, E-Dub, you from Jersey?
Yeah.
Me too, bro.
Well,
all right.
Who that?
SG.
That's
Saeed.
Okay.
Brick City
up in
the. When y'all gonna play, man? I'm tired of it. When y'all gonna play?
I'm running to the store real quick, and I gotta finish up a league game that I'm in, and then I'll free for the rest of the night.
Y'all know Christian got that bedtime, so y'all gotta make sure this is before 9 o'clock.
Yo, you're right though.
CG, I'm joking and all, but I feel you, man. I'll be on the same thing. I'll be having to wake up at like 5 a.m.
Hey, y'all, I'm about to get off the line, but I'm going for CG in that game, bro. Let me know when y'all playing, man, so I can watch.
Y'all put
that stream on the page. I want y'all need to play within the next 24 hours, man. And we gonna tune into that shit.
Is the show about to be over?
Yeah, we finna shut it down. Who else is on right now? We had a couple more callers calling.
I don't know. Yeah. But what's up with the league? Are these games finished so we can advance?
Let me see. Hold up. How many more games we got?
I think we got three.
Because these dudes.
Shit, been on three since yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Damn, man. And then one of them's the AP game. The other one, I think someone's system crashed. Yo, if your shit is freezing up, you got to reboot your whole shit, for real.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't get through a game, you got to get rid of that whole shit. But, yeah, Steph, do that shit, man. I'm telling you. Don't make me look bad, bro.
I'll do my best, man. I'll play my game.
He going to win, bro. It ain't the Super Bowl.
He going to win. I'm going to tell you, and what happens is when people play in the lobby, they play loose.
Yeah,
it's a different game. There's pride on the line right now. Shit. Yeah, let's shut this shit down, though. But, let me know when y'all finna play. Put that shit on the page. We're going to tune into that shit. I got my money on Stabs. Christian, good luck with that, man. Go ahead and pick your team out while you're at home. Christian, what time you got to go to bed by?
I mean, I still got a good, like, 2 hours. What time is it? Oh, it's only 8. I'm good for the next 3 hours or so.
That should be fine.
What time you good? Like, Steph, you good at, like, 10?
That Eastern?
Yeah.
I should be good by then.
You know. All right, who can stream it? Seb, you going to stream it?
I can try. If it don't lag up, if it starts lagging up, then you know how it is with users.
All right, CG, you stream that shit.
All right, so it's good.
All right, we out.
All right, man.
All right.
You want to go to Outland?
No way.
You.